And gentlemen, this is the scheduled time and place for a hearing in docket number 1305705 in the matter of the application of Questar Gas Company to increase distribution rates and charges and make tariff modifications. This is our public witness hearing, a time that we've designated to hear from members of the public. I'm David Clark, one of the commissioners. To my left is the chairman of the commission, Chairman Ron Allen. To his left is Commissioner Thad Labar. And together, the three of us comprise the Public Service Commission. We welcome you this evening. We have circulated a sign-up list, I believe, and invited any who desire to make statements to the commission this evening to sign their names on the list. So if you intend to speak and haven't noted your name on the list, now would be a good time to indicate that. Thank you. We also have counsel for parties that have been participating in the evidentiary hearings associated with this matter, and we'd like them to identify themselves and enter their appearances at this time. We'll begin with the applicant.
Colleen Larkin Bell and Jennifer Nelson Clark for Questar Gas Company.
Thank you.
Justin Jetter for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
Brent Coleman with the Utah Attorney General's Office on behalf of the Office of Consumer Services.
Thank you. We'll be off the record. Who has the sign-up list? Oh, thank you.
I have the list, but so far, everyone wants to observe. No one wants to speak.
Oh. Well, let me, on the record, please, let me just explain that there are two forms of statement that members of the public can make to the commission. Our rules allow members of the public to offer unsworn statements, which are not subject to cross-examination, or members of the public can offer sworn statements to the commission, and those statements and those witnesses are subject to cross-examination by the counsel who are present. So if there's anyone who simply wants to make an unsworn statement, now is the time. We'll be off the record. Yes.
We do have, so either the doors are locked, but we do have somebody posted down at the front door.
Thank you.
And at the elevator, I was just trying to text down to them, but I haven't gotten a response.
Well, that's fine. I think what we'll do is just be on standby for a few minutes to see if anyone arrives who would like to address the commission. So feel free to visit or indulge yourselves in some way while we wait.
The official term is saunter.
Yeah. Commissioner Labar suggests Angry Birds. I think Candy Crush is hipper than now. Or is that what it's called? I don't know.
Commissioner, the only thought I might have is, it's my understanding that the information that was posted and that is available on the commission's website indicates that the hearing will go until 6. So I want to make sure that there's no concern with respect to the,
sure,
perhaps the implication that was made in that language. So.
Yeah, thank you. I
think we keep a skeleton crew for that.
Yeah. At some point, we'll downsize a little. Those of you that want to leave can. We'll stay until 6 so that we're available to hear people who desire to address us.
I wasn't trying to advocate any position.
No, that's common for us to. We intend to be here.
He has to stay till 6 now.
I probably, under the law, probably have to anyway, so it'll be all right.
Let me note, as we begin, Chairman Allen's absence, a personal matter arose suddenly. He had to depart, but we have a quorum of the commission present, and we're ready to hear from Mr. Stephen Haddock. And if you're here, and if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You are.
Okay, thank you. And let me just explain. I think you missed the first part of the hearing. You may choose to address the commission in an unsworn statement, or you can be sworn and offer testimony. If you do so, you'll be subject to cross-examination by the council who are present here for the company, for the Division of Public Utilities, and the Office of Consumer Services.
Okay. I think I prefer unsworn.
That's fine. Why don't you come forward?
Sure.
Would you be comfortable just sitting in that chair? And if you, and if
that
you,
would be fine.
If you want to turn on a microphone, either that or you can come to the lectern here and whatever would make you most comfortable.
Okay. Thank you. I'm here tonight because I...
Mr. Haddock, let me just ask you to state your name for the record, spell your surname, and
My name is Stephen Haddock, H-A-D-D-O-C-K, and I am a partner in Simtech Fence. We are a fence manufacturer located in Utah County, and we rotationally mold polyethylene fences and then sell them throughout North America. And so I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. The case that is being discussed is of significant concern to our company because the process that we use for manufacturing is highly reliant on gas-burning ovens. Our process involves putting polyethylene into molds, and then they rotate into ovens where they reach temperatures over 700 degrees. And we're a small company. We currently have about 45 employees, but we're growing. We've been fortunate to have some growth and success over the last couple of years, and we are optimistic that that can continue, and hopeful that it will. We have estimated that if the full increase, the full rate increase is passed, that it would impact us to the tune of about 2-3% on our bottom line, our pre-tax bottom line. So it'll decrease our profits significantly, and so we are evaluating how, if it is passed, what measures we would need to take. Some of those that we've considered we have a facility in the east, and we would have to evaluate the benefits of shifting manufacturing to that facility, or at least portion of our manufacturing to that facility. We would also have to consider the benefits of raising our prices and passing on the increase, but that can be obviously very tricky. Because our product, we feel, is there's a great deal of elasticity in the pricing of our product, and so when you raise prices, you can decrease sales as opposed to increase sales. We feel like we would here, and so we're just concerned about the potential of what for us would be a significant increase and to our costs, and could potentially slow the momentum of growth that we've experienced over the last couple of years. And I'm happy to answer any questions I'm able to if you have any for me.
I do have a question. Do you know under what schedule or tariff you receive service?
We are This is not my area of expertise, but we are buying on a transportation rate. Does that answer your question, or is that? If it doesn't, then I don't think I know exactly.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you very much for taking the significant effort to come and address us this evening. We appreciate it.
I'm glad that I could be heard. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else while we're on the record? Okay. Then we'll go off the record and back into the wait and see mode. All right. Thank you. We'll be on the record. I understand we have an additional public witness, Mr. Bruce Rigby. Mr. Rigby, in our practice, you have the opportunity to either make an unsworn statement or to be sworn and testify as a witness and be cross-examined, potentially at least, by the counsel who are present. So we leave it to you to decide.
I'll leave it up to you. Let me tell you what the situation is, Mr. Commissioner, and you can tell them if they want to cross examine. I don't know if it would be appropriate. My name is Bruce Rigby. I'm with Utility Cost Management Consultants, the natural gas manager for our company. I have in attendance also Floyd Rigby, who's the CEO of UCMC. We've represented different customers through this process, and we have been very impressed with what's happened, the attorneys on both sides, and it was a pleasant surprise for us, being new to this process, to see how well things flowed, and we just want to acknowledge that we do support the outcome of this process. But I do have one customer who has requested that I read their statement. And they emailed it to the Public Service Commission yesterday. You may have that on file.
We do have it. You're welcome to read it, however, if you would like to. It's reasonably brief, if I'm understanding.
It's very brief.
Yeah.
So Merritt Medical, and this is from Kent Stanger, who's the CFO. Stanger, Kent Stanger. He says, Dear Public Service Commission, upon learning about the sudden increase to the transportation service fees, Merritt Medical strenuously objects to these cost increases. The administration fees affect the smaller transportation customers the most by raising the first tier to 10 times more than what the bottom tier pays and leaving the administration fees as a flat rate. We are being impacted twice as much as other gas customers. It appears that the cost increases are being unjustly carried by the smaller volume customers. It is our understanding that these significant increases will go into effect in a matter of weeks. We have budgeted for this year based on the current fee structure. If there needs to be an increase at all, please consider additional time before implementing the increases. We are already being impacted adversely by the medical device tax imposed on us by the Affordable Care Act, and this just adds another unjustified increase to our expenses. Sorry, I was reading fast. I'm not used to the court reporters. And then I would just like to add one thing that he asked me to mention, and that is that they just recently spent $15,000 installing the telemetry equipment on their gas meters, and now is seeing that he's going to have to most likely go back to the utility rate, the standard utility rate, the GS rate, and would like that to be considered, you know, that investment, you know, however Questar or the commission would see fit to at least consider customers in that situation that have put in that telemetry this year. Should they have to go back to the standard utility rate, what measure would be taken? Maybe Questar could use that equipment somewhere else. I don't know. but I'd be happy to take any questions. I don't know.
Thank you. Commissioner LaVar has a question.
Mr. Rigby, and you may not know the answer to this, but do you know if your clients at Merit Medical, particularly their comments in the first paragraph of the statement, are based on the case as filed or the case as stipulated? Because there were some changes. The stipulation did address the TS rate.
Yes, on the case as stipulated.
Thank you.
And it's now 6:02. This is the last call for any public statements. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you, Mr. Rigby, especially for being here. We always appreciate statements from members of the public. And so we're adjourned. And thank you all very much for your participation.